Good morning, I'm Jake Rusnak with VPR News. Republican Scott Milnes spent significantly more than Democrat Molly Gray on the race for lieutenant governor in the last 2 weeks. With more on that, here's VPR's Henry Epp.
According to the latest campaign finance disclosures, Milnes spent over $81,000 on the race, entirely on media expenses, TV ad buys, yard signs, and graphic design. Gray, meanwhile, spent about $48,000 on expenses, including TV ads, online ads, a phone bank, and campaign staff salaries. Milnes' campaign took in more money than Gray in the first 2 weeks of October, though the majority of the funds came from his own pocket, nearly $49,000. To date, he's spent nearly $150,000 of his own money on the race. Gray's filing says she spent a total of $10 of her own funds. Overall, Gray has outraised and outspent Milnes since their campaigns began. For VPR News, I'm Henry Epp.
Governor Phil Scott says he believes it will be safe for children to go trick-or-treating on Halloween as long as they follow strict safety protocols. Scott is urging young children and their parents to avoid large neighborhood crowds and to practice basic health rules.
If everyone adheres to the guidelines, stays 6 feet apart, uses their imagination about how to distribute some of the candy and so forth on these visits, everybody will be okay, especially because it's outside. But communities have a responsibility for their constituents as well.
Some communities are banning most Halloween activities, and Scott says residents of these towns must comply with local restrictions. Vermont State Police are investigating a hit-and-run accident that occurred in West Wardsboro over the weekend, leaving a pedestrian in critical condition. Police are asking the public for assistance to find the operator and vehicle that struck a 65-year-old woman. The hit-and-run occurred on Stratton-Arlington Road Saturday evening between 7 and 8:30. The victim was airlifted to Dartmouth-Hitchcock Medical Center in Lebanon, New Hampshire, and remains in critical condition. And northern New Englanders are getting an early taste of winter. There was enough snow Saturday in Jefferson, New Hampshire, to delay the opening of the well-known amusement park, Santa's Village. Snow also blanketed parts of Vermont's Green Mountains. The National Weather Service says Saturday's snow is the first widespread significant snowfall of the season in the region. The eye on the sky, no snow, but scattered showers in New York this morning, spreading into northwest Vermont by afternoon. East of the Greens, we start with some sun, followed by clouds, and then scattered showers. Breezy today, high temperatures in the 50s and low 60s. More on the forecast at VPR.org.